fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver," the Lone Ranger. Following the Civil War, the Texas ranchers drove their cattle for hundreds of miles to reach a railhead or a market town. Outlaws and hostile Indians raided their herds almost at will, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that the trails became safe. It was the Lone Ranger, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Triangle X! There's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver, away!
Jeff Munson, owner of the Triangle X outfit, watched his cowhands file through the door and fine chairs in the living room of the ranch house. Nellie Munson, Jeff's daughter, looked on with grave and anxious eyes, for she knew that her father was in financial difficulties. When the last man was seated, Jeff spoke.
Min, I suppose most of you get some idea why I asked you in for a confab.
Yeah, I guess we do, boss. But we're all behind you, every last one of us.
Thank you, lads. You see, Min, this whole ranch, your life worked for... My girl Nellie's future, your jobs. Everything depends on getting our herd to a buyer and selling for a good price. If we don't, the bank forecloses on the mortgage. The spread will be sold to that Eastern outfit and a whole new crew will be moved in.
Oh, we just can't let that happen. We can't.
That's what we're here to talk about. As a matter of fact, we got a buyer. That is, if we can get the herd over the trail to North Junction before somebody else gets there with another herd. If we can, we're all right. If we can't... Well, things won't be so good.
What are we waiting for, boss? We got the trail herd all bunched. Let's be getting on our way.
Yeah, trouble is, somebody's got to go along with that herd that can make a deal with the buyer.
Yeah.
If it wasn't I was getting along in years, I'd go myself. As it is, somebody else got to handle the job. Doggone it, you fellas are the best waddies anywhere in range country. But there's not a one of you can read or write a line. Ain't that so, lads?
Gosh, I never figured before that schooling had anything to do with punching cows.
Well, in this case, it sure enough has.
Where's your foreman? Isn't he capable of handling the job?
That sneak.
Double-crossing varmint?
You were just tired on here yesterday, didn't you?
That's right.
Then that explains how come you don't know about him. He was rid off of this spread on a rail. And if he ever shows his face around here again, it'll be to Boot Hill for him.
I don't believe I've heard his name.
Red Meegan, that's who he was.
You know what the polecat was doing, Pard? He was drawing wages from Jeff here, and unbeknownst to us, drawing double wages from Slick Hennessy over to the Lazy M to interfere with the bosses getting the herd to market.
This new hand looks like he could read and write and figure. Maybe he'd be the man you want.
I'd be glad to take it on.
You reckon that? No offense, Matt, but this is something too important to be trusted to newcomers. It'll have to be someone I've known for a good long spell. You can see how it is, can't you?
Of course.
And what are we going to do, boss?
Yeah. I don't know. I was hoping maybe one of you could make a suggestion, but...
Paul?
Yeah, honey?
Now, don't laugh at me, please, Paul, but I could do it. I could go with the herd, honest, I could. And I could rough it while we're on the trail just as good as any other man.
That's mighty nice of you, girl. But it wouldn't be hardly fitting.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. I'll leave it to the men. Would you be willing to go along with me for the boss? Do you think I'd do?
You better.
Doggone, Miss Nellie, you'd make the best trail boss this outfit ever had.
Sir, you've got spunk, Miss Nellie. We'd admire to see you tackle it.
There, Paul.
No, honey, I'm afraid.
Paul, you ain't even trying to consider it. You just made up your mind quick as I said a word. And now you're going to keep stubborn, even if you know you're wrong. Now, please, Paul, please.
It just don't seem right.
But something has to be done. Who else is there to do it? That herd's got to be started first thing tomorrow. If you say I can't go along, why, it's just the same as saying you're giving up the ranch.
That's right, boy.
You're sure your cattle can be sold when they reach North Junction?
The only thing will stop it is somebody beat me to it.
Then, Paul, it's up to me.
Word of honor, boss. We'll take Nellie's orders same as if she was a man. And you can just bet none of the boys would let anything happen to her.
You're a mighty fine crew.
Oh, it ain't that.
And I got a girl to be proud of, too.
You mean you'll let me go?
It ought to be thought over a mite more.
Oh, there's no time.
Better be decided right now.
Yes, I feel as though I'm being sort of rushed into this to give him a better judgment, but by ginger, she can do it.
Good. Welcome to the new trail, boss.
Then get your duffel ready. Line up your cayuses and see to your leather. You're starting north in the morning.
That night, the new hand on the Triangle X left the bunkhouse and made his way to a cluster of willows. A great white stallion was waiting there. The man was the Lone Ranger, and as he rode to meet his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, he rid himself of his disguise and fitted a mask over his face.
Come on, Silver, old fellow. We've news for Tonto. Hurry, boy. Hail, Silver, away!
The great horse raced toward a hidden camp in the faint glow of a small campfire. There, the masked man reined up.
You not wear disguise.
I'll not need it again, Kemosabe. I've learned all I can at the Triangle X. The drive for North Junction will start at daybreak.
A feller named Hennessy. Him ready to start, too.
I was afraid of that. It'll mean a race. And ruin for Jeff Munson if he loses.
That have heap bad.
And he has to send out his herd with only his daughter in charge. She's a courageous girl, though. I didn't want them to think I knew too much about their affairs at the ranch, Tonto. I asked them to tell me about Red Megan. Did you get track of him?
Him take herd, too.
You sure of that? Not Hennessy's lazy M?
No, that not it. Jeff fire Red, and Hennessy not want him more. Red go to running W. Get job there.
Then it's a running W herd Red's leading. That means there aren't two. There are three herds in the race.
There are other bad news.
What, Tonto?
Red start, we go. Him get there to market first.
A full week start on the Triangle X. Doesn't seem possible a lead like that can be overtaken. What kind of country is that up there, Kemosabe? Are you familiar with it?
Oh, Tonto know it good. That near Comanche River. Tonto know Comanche River heap good.
Well, we're going to fight on Jeff's side. Call Scout, Tonto.
Here, Scout.
Steady, Silver.
And where we go?
We're going to ride ahead on the trail. And if an opportunity arrives to help the Triangle X outfit, we'll seize it. Ready? Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Early the following morning, Nellie Munson watched the Triangle X crew as they rounded up the herd and made ready to start the drive. Jeff stood beside the girl's pony and offered a last word of advice.
Remember, honey, give me a word, she'd run no risk. It's what's necessary.
You can trust me, sir. What's more, we'll get there and bring back the money to buy our paces just as soon as ever we can.
Now, Nellie, you listen close.
Yes?
If anything happens to the market up there, if anything comes up so she can't sell the herd... You stick right close to North Junction and wait for word from me.
Wouldn't be worth trying to drive the herd back, anyhow.
I know, but now you listen. I ain't got all my eggs in one basket. I never said nothing about it, but I've been dickering with the Federal soldiers. If I find they're going to buy, I'll send a messenger to tell you. And if you can't sell in North Junction, you just can drive one across Comanche River to the fort.
I remember, Paul.
And Nellie, don't you let this slick Hennessy or nobody else bluff you out of what's right for yours.
Good luck to you.
was a long, weary journey to North Junction. There were rivers to cross, hills to penetrate, grazing land to be found. Nervous cattle had to be soothed to prevent a stampede. Stragglers had to be urged along, ailing cattle tended. But one day, Tex raced up to Nellie with good news.
Miss Nellie! Miss Nellie!
What is it, Tex?
Oh, Miss Nellie, guess what?
What?
I told you I was going to back trail, recollect? And I done that same. Miss Nellie, Hennessy's Lazy M herd is 2 days behind us.
2 days? And we're almost North Junction.
Ain't that great? Ain't it, huh?
Tex, it means we're going to win.
Just wait till I tell the rest of the boys. Get up there.
Triangle X herd held its margin over that of the Lazy M throughout all the remaining trips. It was still 2 full days in the lead when Nellie Munson's cowboys bunched their cattle in the flats east of town.
Miss Nellie, you get right to town and look up that fire! Yippee! That dash is just as good as in your boss pocket!
Nellie made her way at once into town, down the main street to the office of the buyer she'd been instructed to see. There she reined up.
Oh, over there. Now, you just wait here, Dusty. This won't take me long.
Come in.
Mr. Grady?
Yes?
I'm Nellie Munson.
Oh, indeed. Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you. Oh, no, I can't. I'm so excited I just couldn't sit down. You do recognize my name, don't you? Nellie Munson? Jeff Munson's my father, the Triangle X.
Oh, yes, of course I do.
I can't keep it in any longer. Mr. Grady, I'm a trail boss.
You are what?
I brought Pa's herd all the way here. I was in full charge.
A girl for a trail boss, eh? Well, now that is something.
I think it is.
Let me congratulate you.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. You see, Pa couldn't come.
It does seem a shame that you had the trip for nothing.
Had what?
I would have liked to buy your cattle.
But Pa said you would. He said all we had to do was to get here first. And we did. We did. The Lazy M herd won't be here until the day after tomorrow. You were just joking, weren't you?
I bought a herd of Running W cattle almost a week ago.
Oh, no. No, you...
I'm sorry.
When I made that trip, I was so proud. I was going to tell Pa how well I did.
There now. I'm sorry. Truly, I am.
Oh, I know. I'm an awful baby.
No girl who could take a trail boss's job could be a baby, young woman.
Then you won't be needing any beef at all?
I couldn't possibly buy more.
There's no one else in town? No other buyer who'd want our herd?
I'm afraid not, Miss Munson. Believe me, I'd be only too glad to tell you if there were.
There's Lige.
One of your men?
Yes.
Come in.
You made the deal, Miss Nellie? Everything's all set? We sure had a dandy drive, Mr. Grady. Yes, sirree.
No, Lige, the deal hasn't been made.
Reckon you're saving that till after you freshened up a mite, huh?
Don't look so happy.
My girl.
I was a failure. I didn't get the herd here in time. Mr. Grady'd already bought. Paul, lose the ranch, Lige. You and the men will all lose your jobs.
Oh, shucks now, Miss Nellie. Don't you go to carrying on so.
I've told her how sorry I am.
Sure. Sure, we're all sorry. But it ain't nothing we're going to let us get us down. Now look up at me, Miss Nellie, and get the tears out of them pretty eyes.
Oh, Lige, I can't. I just can't. A failure, Lige. A failure.
I'll kill my hunger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Nellie Munson had made a courageous bid to get her father's cattle to market, only to find when they arrived that the only buyer had purchased all the beef he would need almost a week earlier. The disappointment of her crew when they learned the news made her more determined, and she refused to admit final defeat. She talked over the situation 2 days later in the camp the men had made close to the grazing herd.
Something will come up. You wait and see.
I don't know what it'd be, Miss Nellie.
Of course, there ain't no call for me to butt in with my ideas. But I'd say we just got our choice of two things. Either we try and get this beef back over the trail before winter really sets in, or make some arrangements for winter grazing around here.
Well, that last is about the only thing I can see to do.
Well, I can see more.
I
told you what Paul said before we left. How do we know there still ain't a chance to sell our cattle to the troops? We're not stirring an inch till that messenger gets here that Paul said he'd send.
I ain't got much faith in it.
But I'm still the boss.
You're not right enough.
Who's that coming?
It ain't one of our boys.
It's Slick Hennessy.
That polecat. I thought I seen a lazy M horse at the hitch rail in front of the cafe today.
I'd like to...
Quiet.
Howdy, folks. Oh, there. Ho, ho.
What do you want?
Well, just thought I'd have a look at the girl that's got herself famous for bringing a trail herd all the way here. Where it ain't wanted.
We're no worse off than you are.
No? Well, I don't have to sell my critters like you do.
Why, you low-down sidekick of a sidewinder? We wouldn't have to neither if it wasn't for you hiring Red Meegan to turn crooked.
Well, they say all's fair in love and war and business, you know.
Some people seem to think so.
Oh, now, there ain't no use getting mad. I didn't have nothing to do with Red bringing them running W cows here. You can bet on that. I was just as anxious to sell my herd as you were.
And not half as particular how you done it.
Red knew of the buyer here through working for Paul. That's how you knew of the market. He told you. Then when you wouldn't have nothing to do with him after he's run off your place, he got another herd and beat the both of us. And I'm as glad as I can be that he beat you anyhow.
And now that you've stopped in and paid your compliments, maybe you'd better get back in that fancy saddle of yours and head back for folks that like your company better than we do.
Yeah, Pard, you'd better make tracks.
Easy on them smoke poles.
They're speaking for me. Get.
Well, we're both bunkoed together on this. Why can't we figure something out between the two of us?
Get.
But the lady said get.
And here's something to help you get.
Real smart, ain't you?
On your way.
Well, I tried to make friends. And now you're going to learn what it means to have me for an enemy.
You ain't never been nothing else.
Get up. Get up.
Look at him skedaddle.
Now that he's get like he was told to, Miss Nellie, you made up your mind about our plan?
Yeah, there. Just what I said before. We don't move an inch till we hear from Paul.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had kept a close watch on developments. There had been no way in which they could have brought the Triangle X herd to North Junction before that of the Running W. They knew the messenger expected by Nellie. They stayed on hand to learn what Jeff Munson's instructions would be.
Well, this is a good place for our camp, Tonto.
There's plenty cover.
I wasn't thinking of that so much, but from this spot, we've got a good clear view of the trail over which Jeff's messenger must ride to reach North Junction.
That's right.
I wish we knew more about what Hennessy is up to.
Him plenty clever.
He has a plan of some sort. Have you noticed that the fact he arrived too late to sell his herd hasn't bothered him any? If he doesn't sell, he stands to lose a lot of money. Yet he acts as though he stood to make a profit. Red Meegan, I think, is out of it. He sold his cattle. He's got nothing to gain by plotting against either party.
That's right.
And still...
That's Silver.
What is it, old boy? You see something. Come. I don't see... Wait, Tonto.
What matter?
Your rope, quick.
You get it.
Hurry.
Here, rope.
Silver's seen another horse, Tonto. See? Beyond that tree there. I want to get a rope on him before he's frightened away. Quiet, Silver. Now then.
You get him.
Come on, boy. There's nothing to be frightened of. Come on. Come on, boy. That's it, old fellow. You'll not be hurt.
Him make friends fast, huh?
Look at the brand he wears, Tonto. Do you see now why I was so anxious to get him?
Him wear Triangle X.
Right. And this isn't one of the horses that travel with the trail herd either. Let's see if there's anything in that saddlebag. Nothing?
Bag empty. Here, Mark, though.
Initials burned into the leather. L-R-K. L-R-K. Tonto, Larry Knight. The young horse wrangler at the Triangle X.
You know him?
I met him those 2 days I spent at the ranch. He wasn't with the trail herd either, Tonto. And I'm willing to wager anything that he's the messenger sent by Jeff.
And where him now?
I don't know. I'm getting an idea there's one man who does know, though.
Who him?
Slick Hennessy. Here, Silver. Cone Scout.
Here, Scout.
This must explain why Hennessy's been so self-satisfied. He either had the messenger already, or he knew he could stop him. And Tonto, If Jeff had found another market, this means Hennessy has learned of it before Nellie Munson.
Uh-huh.
Come on, we're going to find out what's up.
Get him up, Scout!
Come on, old fellow. Come on!
It was early the next morning that a rider raced into the trail camp. Nellie hurried to meet him.
Miss Nellie?
Yes?
I'm the messenger from your pa. I hoped I wouldn't have no trouble finding you.
You must be a new man.
Yes, and your pa was kind of short-handed with this year crew away from the homestead.
Who's this fellow, Miss Nellie? What's he want?
He says he's a messenger from pa.
I never seen him before.
No, I was just saying Mr. Munson hired me after you and the others left.
Well, what's the message?
Well, Jeff says you're to stay here and get winter range for the herd. He couldn't find no buyers.
Oh, dear.
He just told you that? He didn't put it down in writing?
Well, didn't figure it to be necessary, I reckon. Leastways, that's all I know about it.
Oh, it'd be like Pa to do that, Lige.
What I can't see is why he'd send a messenger all the way here just to tell us that. We'd have done that much when we had to without being told. Seems kind of funny to me.
Hey, you mean I ain't telling the truth?
Oh, I don't know what I mean. Except I mean this is a funny way of doing business.
Lige,
huh?
A masked man and carrying someone across the saddle.
What the? Steady the horse.
Stay where you are. Don't get to that saddle.
You. Oh, my hand.
What? Hey, that man, he's from Hennessy.
Oh.
I thought there was something funny about you. Stand just where you are.
Lige, look. It's Larry Knight, the ranger. The masked man's got across the saddle.
He's been wounded. He's the real messenger from your father, though.
Oh, Larry.
And Larry was conscious for a few minutes after I found him tied in the camp. Hennessy has left.
Huh? The camp Hennessy left?
Yes. He got the message that the soldiers would buy the first cattle delivered to the fort. Hennessy is on his way with his herd already. Here, take Larry from the saddle.
I got him.
Now there. He'll be all right with a little care.
Hennessy's got a head start. We're beat again.
Miss Munson, get your herd on its way. Headed for the Comanche River. The fort is on the other side. And I give you my word. Your cattle will get there first.
You mean?
Do as I say. I'll
Silver,
come away!
Confident that Nellie would direct her herd toward the fort, the Lone Ranger raced down the trail and rejoined Tonto.
Come on, Tonto! Tonto, come!
Hurry, Silver, hurry!
They circled the herd, driven by Slick Hennessy, and did not stop until they'd reached the banks of the Comanche River. At the spot where they drew up, the river gave the appearance of being split by an island.
Well, this is the spot you spoke of, Tonto?
Fort and other side river, down that way. Maybe 4 or 5 miles. You not see it.
It's out of sight. I'm just wondering if those trail herds will come this way, though.
There's no other way. Here only place to cross river.
The way that land splits the river, Tonto, it does look like an island.
First water, then land, and more water. Hennessy herd cross first water, rest on land, and cross second water. Go on north.
Yes. You wait here for Hennessy to arrive then, Tonto.
Me wait.
And I'll ride on and get out of sight.
Come on, Silver.
Slick Hennessy, riding ahead of his herd, reached the near bank of the Comanche River to find Tonto waiting for him.
Oh, there. Oh. Howdy, Injun.
How?
This is a place to ford the Comanche, ain't it, Injun?
It bad river, though.
Well, just so it's crossable.
You cross to land, then cross from land to other bank.
Oh, that land. Well, that's an island there, is it? Yeah, it is, all right. I can see the water on the other side. Well, thanks, Injun. I'll be getting back to the herd. Get up, get up.
Soon the Lazy M herd showed up, and under the prodding of the cowpokes began a difficult crossing. As Tonto had directed, the animals were sent to the land halfway across, then urged into the water once more until they'd reached the far side.
Hold them critters where they are! We're waiting for that Triangle X outfit to show up!
Late in the day when Nellie Munson and her men reached the river, they saw Hennessy's herd on the far bank, but sent their own cattle to the middle strip of land. This, however, was all the progress they could make, and...
Here comes Hennessy now, the sneak. He knows with his critters over there, we can't get more than halfway across.
Well, Miss Nellie, here we are meeting again.
And you're right in the middle of a river.
Move your critters on. You're holding us up.
You can't get away with
him. I am, though, ain't I?
You...
Now, just a second. Let me tell you a few things. You had your fun with me over the North Junction. Thought it was great fun to drive me out of your camp. Refused to even talk business with me. All right, now listen to this. That's my crew and there's my herd. And this is the only crossing along the river.
Just the second you start pushing your herd off this island, the men start firing on you.
The law'll get you for that.
I don't see no law right handy, do you, Miss Nellie?
Then you won't let us get across? You won't fight this out there and square?
No. Nope. Like I said, you're on this island and you're here to stay.
Only this isn't an island.
What the?
That's a Mexican.
And a redskin.
Lige, Miss Munson, start your cattle moving.
And don't you see we can't? Hennessy's holding us up.
And don't try to cross over there. Swing your herd to the side. Follow the strip of land to the east.
But there ain't no ford for them cows anyplace else.
That's where I got
them. And you plenty wrong.
Hennessy, suppose you take a look at the river. Both channels. A real close look.
What's there to see? It's just a river. Hey!
I think you do see.
What is it? What do you mean?
Look at the direction of the current.
The current? Yippee! See, Miss Nellie? This strip of water we just crossed is flowing in one direction, and this water ahead of us is flowing in the other.
Well, I don't understand.
Doggone, Miss Nellie. If this was all just one channel split up by an island, the water would all be flowing in the same direction.
Oh. The river's made a hairpin turn. You can't see where the actual turn is made. That's why it was so easy to think that this strip of land that you're on is an island. As a matter of fact, right now you're on the bank you wanted to reach. Hennessy, by crossing both strips of water, ended up on the same bank from which he started. To reach the ford, he's got to come back again.
Why, that doggone redskin, he was the one that told me to go all the way over there.
No, you don't. You're covered. Drop that gun back in its holster.
All right, you got the drop on it. But I'll get my men and start my herd back, and I'll trim the ears off this bunch.
You might, except for one thing.
Huh?
You told these people that you could easily keep them from crossing. Now the positions are reversed. They can hold you up just as easily.
Why, you...
Slick Hennessy, we got you dead to rights. We're getting to the fort with the cattle, and you're going to trail behind just like you thought to make us do.
And all because the masked men and the engine gave us help when we needed it most.
Oh, Silver Hawaii!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.